legislators are trickling in here and there.
Okay.
Be starting pretty soon.
Okay.
All right, we'll call the Senate Rules Committee to order. It's a little afternoon. It's 4:01. Today we have Senator Giesel, Senator Biggich, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Hoffman, and Chair Coghill. Meeting today, we have a quorum to do business. The issue today, the Rules Committee, is to consider a vehicle for swap out, basically buy a new one and try to figure out how to sell an old one. Today we have Mr. Dickrell with us. Why don't you come on forward? We have Dickrell online and Joanna Timmers with the LIO teleconference. And so I'm assigning whole new names, Doug Bridges. And I have Reneva Moss as my staff person here. The Rules Committee meeting, we'll talk about the Senate van. And we have Jessica Geary online and JC with us here. So I'm sorry for assigning a whole new name, Mr. Kessel. So we've talked with all the committee members, and they have a little packet together that we can follow through on. Why don't you go ahead and talk us through this?
Chair Coghill, thank you for having me. For the record, my name is J.C. Kestel. I'm the procurement officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. And as the agency's procurement officer, I respectfully request your review and approval of the purchase of a new Senate van to replace the existing 2003 Ford Excursion that is in Juneau used for session use Senate transportation. Like I mentioned, the old van is 17 years old. It's starting to show its wear and tear. It's had some major mechanical issues over the last few years, and these mechanical issues are going to continue and probably progress to more and more higher expenses to maintain this vehicle to keep it on the road safely. At the request of the Senate Rules Committee, I researched did an RFQ for to purchase a new vehicle, and had received five quotes back for a Toyota Sienna all-wheel drive version. As you can see, there's a breakdown of the five quotes that were received back. We reached out around the whole state of Alaska, received quotes from Fairbanks, Anchorage, Juneau, and even down in Seattle. The lowest price was a dealership in Juneau. It offered us an extra discount off the MSRP, along with rebates that were going to be valid during the month of December. They have an incoming van that's actually not located at the dealership yet. It's scheduled for delivery between the 16th and 23rd, and it actually met the specs for RFQ.
So, JC, one of the things that I asked as we were going through this is there any other vans that would fit the all-wheel drive category? And the way I understand it, we don't actually have one manufactured right now, but will be in a couple of years.
Yes, Chair Coghill. There is, I believe, Dodge that's going to be having an all-wheel drive version in about next year or two. After I researched the dealership, they don't have one currently available, and there's no other.
2022 is what I think I remember hearing, and I don't know that I want a this is just my preference. I don't think I'd want the first one off of their line necessarily. I think Toyota's already got a proven track record. So, yeah, right. So then the other thing was there are other all-wheel drive vehicles out there, but they all fit a much larger frame, kind of like the vehicle we have right now, which has been awkward in that small parking. So that's why I kind of head in this direction. So, any other? Keep going.
Thank you, Chair Kaku. One of the selection criteria, I think, for this van was to make it a little easier to get in and out of for the legislators. The current Ford Excursion is kind of pretty high off the ground and has very hard to access the third row seating because of how the second row seating folds forward. It made it almost impossible for someone to get in without, damaging their clothing, or if they had a hard time getting in as well because of age or physical requirements. So typically that third row in the Senate Excursion wasn't used much. The new Toyota Sienna is a lot lower to the ground and has a pass-through between the second row seats, so it can be, you can actually walk through the second row to get to the third row. Makes it a little easier to access, as well as the seats do fold forward to climb in behind them as well.
And this has sliding doors on both sides, so ease of access is pretty good. It's not like you're going through a narrow door. You actually have a sliding door on both sides that makes easy access.
Yes, it would not restrict anybody's ability to get in at all.
Senator, I think the more most important thing is what color is it?
So the chair. Packet that actually is should be, that's the color right there.
Through the chair, Senator von Neimoff. It's actually a midnight blue. They call it a Persian night pearl. Is it a Persian night pearl? But it actually was the color that they were receiving was closest to the state blue that is in that lineup from Toyota Sienna.
Yes, Senator.
Casey, I just wanted to comment on a couple things. When I looked at the bid that you had here, and you know, first off, you've got five different bids. You've got the lowest possible bid here. It's right there. It's an Alaska purchase. It's right there in town. It's going to be available to us immediately. When I was reading about the, and Mr. Chairman, when I was reading about the past mechanical repairs, which I know all of us up here are familiar with that process, wasn't the old van presenting a bit of a safety risk to us as well, given the mechanical breakdowns it was achieving? I'd like to know what some of the safety issues might have been with the past van, if you wouldn't mind putting that on the record.
Through the chair, Senator Begich. Some of the safety issues that we're presenting on this truck was, the main one was the steering. The steering had become quite loose and sort of sloppy over the years. It's had a variety of drivers over the 17 years that we've had it, and various curbing tires, small things here and there have developed quite a bit of looseness in the steering. That was the main safety issue with this van. And to repair that, it would have had to have been a complete rebuild of the front end steering and the drive line, which could have been well over $12,000 to do. Some of the other issues is that we've, for some reason, gone through two sets of brakes, complete top-down sets of brakes in this truck in the last 6 years. Which is kind of not a standard for a vehicle like this. It definitely has developed some sort of driveline issue that's making the brakes wear faster, and it probably has to do with that steering issue. And some of the other safety issues was this vehicle was so large that it was just hard to drive for some of our Senate pages to get it safely down the highway for late night van runs. It's just, for lack of a better word, this vehicle drives like a boat and a float.
So, Mr. Chairman, from my perspective, it's the timing is perfect for this purchase because we're dealing with safety issues. We're dealing with potentially significant costs to this. If we get even two-thirds of the life out of this new van, we're going to be spending less than $2,000 a year. So, I think this is a great idea, and I'm glad we're doing it. I was wary of getting in the current van.
So the nice thing about this one, not only all-wheel drive, but it's a smaller footprint and will carry reasonably outside of one passenger, the same passenger base. And so I think maneuverability is going to be a big deal for that little town. Parking is always a tough thing. But I think ease of access is something I was interested in. These sliding doors and getting in and out. Some of us who are getting into their senior years can't climb like teenagers used to. Senator Diesel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It looks like it seats six passengers. I think the Suburban is a seven passenger.
Senator Diesel, through the chair, it was a seven passenger van with a driver for the Toyota Sienna and an eight passenger truck for the Excursion with the driver, so a total of seven, six, yes.
Right, but we're just talking about the Senate vehicle right now. Am I correct?
Yes, Senate vehicle.
Okay, and I also notice here that the trade-in value was quite low, $1,000, $1,750. So it sounded like in your paper that you were electing to sell the large Ford truck at auction.
Senator Geisel, through the chair. Yes, my recommendation is that we send the Senate Excursion over to DOT and PF to add to the online public auction process. The dealership in Juneau was only offering a $1,000 trade-in value for that truck, and I believe it can sell for significantly more at public auction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The reason we're having a meeting is I think I could have made the decision as chairman for the surplus, but I couldn't make the decision for the purchase at this point. Is that correct, JC?
Chair Coghill, yes. Because of the $35,000 threshold, it would require a committee as a whole.
Senator Hoffman?
When I was dealing with Toyota, they highly recommended the Zach tires that don't have studs, and they say the safety for using those tires are probably twice as safe as regular all-terrain tires. What type of tires are on this vehicle?
Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, this vehicle will come with regular stock tires. It would be our responsibility to purchase some aftermarket winter tires for it if we decide to do so. Being that it is all-wheel drive, I would recommend that we probably purchase the studless style Blizzak tires like you recommend. I think those would last us a little longer than studded tires would for this vehicle.
Yeah, the only problem with Blizzaks is if you do a lot of highway driving, which is not going to happen in general to the extent that they...
But you switch them out during the summer and winter, so...
I don't even know that you'd have to with the amount of miles that we put on summer with this, but that would be a good question. But I would recommend the Blizzak tires over any studded tires for sure. Going to have a conversation on studded tire maintenance questions anyway, and as long as it's all-wheel drive, I think that fits the bill pretty well. Any other discussion at this point? I don't think we need a motion to do the surplus at this point, so I'd like to entertain a motion on the approval of the purchase of the Toyota 2020 Toyota.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Rules Committee approve the purchase of the 2020 Toyota Sienna van from Mendenhall Motors for a purchase price of $38,849.
Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, then the motion is approved to purchase the 2020 Toyota Sienna as described in the motion. Any other business before the committee? If not, thank you, Jessica, for being online. My apologies for not asking you a question at this point. And apologies to the Senator Reinbold for not noting her presence. And thank you, committee members, for staying in the Rules Committee and taking care of this nice, important piece of business. We are adjourned.